It's a house with curb appeal on a leafy street in Neenah. Not exactly the type of place one would think to find a bunker in the backyard.
We have a handle that it works like a key. Fits in here. You twist it. And then you lift. I'm gonna hold that one. And then you open this one.
Carol Hollerswick lifts the rusty bulkhead doors of the fallout shelter. It was installed by the previous owner of the house she and her husband, Ken Zwick, bought back in 1999. Peering down into the dark, 11-foot-deep hole, all you can see is about 5 inches of water, accessible by a rusty ladder attached to the wall.
At this point, many people think who thought they wanted to go down decide not to go down.
When they bought the house, the Zwicks knew there was a fallout shelter in the backyard, but they waited 10 years to open it.
Why did it take so long?
For starters, Carol Hollerswick says the above-ground doors are a rusty eyesore, now turned conversation piece. Also, at the time, they had little kids, and who wants little kids around an 11-foot pit? On this day, a couple of historians and a photographer prepared to climb down into the hole.
You're going down, right?
Well, I'd rather someone go first. So I can
I'll go first.
See someone going down
I
in
do
there.
Want the experience of going down there. Well, relative isolation.
Once down, pretty much all that's left in the shelter are some rusty bunk beds and a large metal door.
Looks like a fairly well-made shelter. I mean, the door here is incredible.
That's Stephen Kircher. He's a history professor at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh and curator of an exhibit at the Neenah Historical Society called Take Cover Neenah. When the Zwicks finally opened the shelter in 2010, they found airtight metal army surplus boxes floating in 5 feet of water. The previous homeowner stocked the fallout shelter with all kinds of medicines, clothes, plus food and water and Hawaiian punch, enough to last at least 2 weeks. That's how long the government advised citizens to take cover while the nuclear fallout would supposedly dissipate. It's all now on display at the Historical Society's museum at the Octagon House. Curator Kircher helped create a replica of the shelter.
But it is, you know, essentially the fallout shelter. And with all the original supplies, I mean, look how well preserved these things are. It's just amazing.
Like a time capsule from 1960 when the shelter was built.
These army cases, fully sealed, perfectly preserved. They had desiccants. You can see the butternut coffee cans. These were the desiccants. I mean, this was a scientific man who knew a thing or two probably about what it would take.
Kircher says nuclear war was a real threat, especially by the late 1950s and early 1960s.
This is great. This is the Geiger counter right here.
He says shelters like the one in Neenah were expensive, and only about 1% of the American population could afford one. That led to apprehension in neighborhoods. Homeowners couldn't exactly hide the fact they were digging giant holes in their backyards.
If Armageddon came and you were the guy with the fallout shelter in your backyard, what's going to happen to everybody else?
There aren't any answers at Take Cover Neenah, but the exhibit aims to give younger generations an insight into the ominous clouds people lived under 50 years ago. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.